welcome. Why don't you do the intro, actually? Hello, and welcome to Chicken More Breakfast, where it's a post-podcast show.
You always get right there. Hello, and welcome back to Chicken More Breakfast, the post-podcast show, where we talk about anything and everything and just get creative with it. I'm your host, Magic.
And I'm Max.
It is Max. 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 I'm trying to do, like, the Stranger Things. Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was nice. What are we doing today, Max?
We're doing a draft of Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Are we doing Thanksgiving food?
Or
are we
food.
Doing Thanksgiving food. Okay, cool. So, what classifies as Thanksgiving food?
Anything that goes on the table.
Anything that goes on the table?
Yeah.
So, a fork?
No. Any food item?
I can eat a fork. Change my mind.
Okay. You ready? I'll go first.
Oh, wait. We gotta do the intro first. We gotta, like, cut to the screen. Welcome back. So, as you were just saying, we're doing a Thanksgiving food draft.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun thing to kind of do. It's a good post-podcast show.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not been keeping up with our last episode, we did kind of tease something. Stay tuned. We've got a trailer coming for you for an episode that's coming out very soon. I'm very excited to announce it.
Yeah.
It was a great time shooting the video.
Yeah.
So that's coming out. Make sure, before we get into it, that you
like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Right here.
Yes, please like and subscribe. It does us a big favor to just know that people are out there, people care about our content. And actually, 67% of our viewers watch our videos but aren't subscribed. Did you know that?
We have a rating, we have a chart now.
Yeah, we have a chart.
If one of those charts, we're so fancy.
We're so cool. So please interact with this video. And leave a comment down below, by the way. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question of the day. So, I'm going to go first, because I think you went first on the last draft.
I did not.
Yes, you picked the first superpower.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
get
ahead.
Out of here.
Go ahead. What do you want?
I'm going to pick... Dude, you got to go... You got to start with, like, no pun intended here, the meat and the potatoes, right? You got to get with, like, the basis. You've got to go with turkey. That's got to be the number one pick.
Okay.
That's the number one Thanksgiving food.
Fair enough.
I'm coming out the gate strong.
Number two. Mashed potatoes.
I wanted that for number two.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that for number two.
Number one, main book.
Okay, so this is going to bring up a debate. But my number two here, I call it stuffing.
God bless.
Listen. I know that there's a huge...
It is called stuffing.
Okay, no. Hang on. Before we get into that topic, before we talk about this, I want to point out that some people call it stuffing and other people call it dressing, but I think that there is a legitimate difference, and that is that dressing is what is inside of the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing is outside of the turkey, right?
Yeah.
Do you dress the turkey? Do you put stuffing in the turkey and then take it all out? Like, how does it work? How do you do it, or your family?
My dad normally puts some spices, obviously. He puts onion, a little bit of apple in the core.
Okay. Yeah, no, we just cook turkey. That's just what we do. Like, there's nothing goes inside of it.
Just chuck it in there?
Don't chuck it. It might hurt, but... Why'd you laugh at that? That was so dumb.
What do you mean it's gonna hurt? It's already dead!
Might hit the oven, dingus.
The oven has no feelings. It's an inanimate object.
Okay, but it might break.
The rack falls out. Oh my god, it's not gonna... Here, this is how you slide a rack in the oven.
So we don't put anything inside the turkey. We just cook the turkey.
So it's just bland.
No, it's turkey.
Do you season it?
Yes, you season it.
Thank God. God.
Anyways, my number two pick has got to be stuffing. That's like something that we only really, really focus on once a year. I mean, sure, you can eat it throughout the year, but I think that is a staple to Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm. Green beans.
No way.
No, but my grandpa, not just any green beans.
Oh, Lord.
Green bean casserole. No, dude. My grandpa's got the best rest. Dude, it's so good.
You're through. You're through again.
I did not throw. What's your third?
My third is pumpkin pie, dude. Pumpkin pie.
My third is apple pie.
You're nice.
Yeah, thank you. Bringing it back in.
I'm bringing it back in. Wait, was that three or four?
It was three. You started.
So I know, but...
You had turkey, stuffing, pumpkin pie.
Yeah, and yours?
I had mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, apple pie.
Oh, yeah, green bean casserole. I don't know. Maybe it's a hot take, but I'm not a fan of, like, green bean casserole. Green beans are a great pick, but not for Thanksgiving. I feel like that's just something that's, like, a year-round seasonal thing. I said year-round and then said seasonal. What an idiot.
Yeah, okay,
what
go
an
ahead.
Idiot.
Go ahead.
But I think it's... I see where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. If that's, like, something in your house that, like, you look forward to during Thanksgiving, it makes sense. Okay. Would you say that that's...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, what's yours?
Fourth pick. Hear me out. This probably should have been number two now that I think about it. Macaroni and cheese.
That is not... Okay, you know what? That's fair.
No. Go ahead.
No,
say it.
I'm not going
to
say it.
I think mac and cheese is crucial to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because it's like the one time a year that people care about mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So, like, they make it extra special. They make a lot of it. There's a lot of it, right?
No.
I think genuinely, this might also be a hot take, but I feel like sometimes the mac and cheese can be more important than the turkey.
I don't agree. But my fourth pick. Dude, what do you have to have with your mashed taters? What do you gotta have with it?
Mac and cheese.
Gravy.
Okay, hang on. Let me get this straight. You're picking gravy.
No. That was a bluff. Dinner rolls.
Ooh.
Fight me on that one.
I'm not gonna fight you on that one.
Dude, my family, we get like a roll thing of rolls. It's got like it comes with a in a bread bowl. Like a giant bread bowl. And it's got like white rolls.
Is it a bread bowl or a bowl for bread? No, it does actually. I feel like there is a difference.
So it's like, it's got the rolls in it, but it's like a bowl made of bread.
It's a bread bowl for bread?
Yeah!
That is actually crazy. I was trying to be funny, but no, he's...
Go ahead.
It's a bread bowl, like what I'd get at Panera.
Yes.
It's a bread bowl.
A giant one, too.
Inside
are the rolls.
Are the rolls. That should have been number two. That should have been your number two. Ditch the green bean casserole. Put that at number two.
Okay, so it's going to go taters, rolls, apple pie, green beans.
Green bean casserole.
Fourth, yeah.
That's. I feel like you got a nice lineup there, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Your fifth.
Fifth and final pick right here. We're going to do this again. Only because it's Thanksgiving. Not because I like it. I know that a lot of people like it, but I feel like it's a holiday special only kind of vibe. I want to point this is like the candy corn of Thanksgiving.
Just get to it.
Cranberry sauce. Listen, I'm not a fan, but I know that that is also a staple of the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas and Thanksgiving, boom, gotta have the cranberry sauce. Yeah. I don't know what the big hype is, but I know it's gotta be there.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do a shift down, okay? All my four picks are gonna go down one. It's not a
All
food.
All four are going down. So this is your number one?
Yeah. It's not a food. But the most important thing of Thanksgiving and the holiday season is family.
No, wait, we just said it had to be food.
Anything at the table.
We said food.
Just let this one slide. It's family. Right?
No. We're doing holiday food.
Okay.
But it should not be in the draft for Thanksgiving food. This guy is just trying to change all the rules.
Family is the most important thing at the holidays.
I agree. What's your number five pick?
So much to choose from.
Today, please.
Stop. So you know how you said turkey, right?
Yes. If you're going to say ham for Thanksgiving, it's over.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying fried turkey.
No, you can't do that. I already said turkey. I have.
Then you know what? Because you said cranberry sauce.
I have an umbrella.
You know what? Because he said cranberry sauce, I'm going gravy.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'll let you have gravy. I just don't agree with it.
Okay.
Gravy's a year-round thing.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah, great.
Is this our first podcast where we leave the stage heated? Like, anyways, what else you want to talk about? The post-podcast show. Let's get creative. Oh, I know what we can do. Let's roll the tape. Looking pretty exciting.
I know.
That was a fun time.
Who will prevail?
Who will prevail? That is the question. I don't know that we should actually release that. Like, that's too powerful. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Make sure you tune in. Premieres next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The day after Thanksgiving.
The day after Thanksgiving, which is why we're talking about this today. So let's get right back into it. So, do you have any Thanksgiving traditions? We know what we have a lot of Christmas traditions.
Yeah, everyone's got those.
But what is a Thanksgiving tradition?
So, this is like, we do this every, we're going to include a Christmas one too, because it's both of them.
Okay, understood.
So, number one, my grandma brings her famous pretzel gel. It's like she has to make two pans of it.
Pretzel gel?
Oh.
Oh, pretzel jelly. I'm sorry.
You know what that is?
No, but
it's really good. But our tradition is we play left, right, center.
Is that where you flip the cup?
The dice. It's a dice game.
Oh.
So everyone gets three singles, and there's three dice. You roll it, and if you get a circle, if you get three circles, you're safe. If you get a center, you have to put your money. Like $1. However many centers you get, you have to put as much. You only get three. If you get one, you put one in. And then when it's your turn next, if you don't have $3, you have to go with two dice.
So by the end of turn four, you're out of the game if you don't have any money.
Basically. If you got $1 bill, you can still win. Because the people next to you. So if the person next to you has two, and they roll, like let's say they're on my right, and I'm on their left. They roll a left dice, they give me $1. And then I get to roll. And if I get a circle,
so
I keep
everyone,
it.
So does everyone start with the same amount of money?
Yes.
Okay. $3. So everyone starts with the same amount of money. And once you run out, you're out?
No, you can still win if people have it next to you.
So how do you know when the game's over?
When that if it gets down to two people, like it'll be down to one die. I've won it like three times. It was pretty funny. It was pretty fun. Like, it got down to one dice. That's all I had. It's all it took. I rolled one dice. I got dots three times in a row. My aunt, she rolled the center, and she had to put her dollar in the center. I was the only one left.
Wait, I'm confused. This sounds like a fun game.
It is. It
sounds awesome.
It is.
I don't understand how to win.
Okay.
So walk me through it. So how much money do you start with?
Everyone starts with $3.
So everyone starts with $3.
There are three dice.
There are three dice. There's right, left, and center.
Yes, they have all three dice have left, right, center on them. And they have a dot. Okay? That dot indicates if you keep your money. Okay? So let's say I roll the dice. I roll a left and two dots. I will get one of my singles and pass it over to the person on my left. Then that person will roll.
Wait, so if you roll two?
Two dots, I keep $2.
Okay.
But then if I roll like a left or right or a center, if I roll a center, that dollar goes in the middle. It's not coming back to me. If I roll a left, I give a dollar to the left. If I roll a right, I give it to the right.
So the money stays in circulation with the right and left, but if it goes in the center, no one gets it.
Yeah, until you win.
So then the last person who has to, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So when all the money's in the center, the last person gets all that money?
Yeah, but normally it gets redistributed for people to play.
So no one actually wins.
You do. You win like some money, but not much. It's a fun game.
It sounds like a fun time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to say a good Thanksgiving tradition for me is we're actually going to go with what you said, family. I think that, listen.
Stealing my idea.
It's not stealing. It's just saying.
It's like, copyright.
Family is not copyright.
I'm suing.
Unless you're Dom Toretto. But
family. I'm not the old soy.
I think that the biggest like Thanksgiving tradition is just having everyone over. Sometimes we like play a game. Sometimes we do whatever, but it's like one of the staples. And I feel like that's a big thing. I don't even know if that's like actually a tradition. I don't know if you'd call it a tradition. But it's like, I just think it's a crucial part of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that even though we're typically always, you know, trying to be funny and whatever else, I think it's a good thing to point out, like take this time
mm-hmm.
to rest up, spend time with your family and your loved ones. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just coming out of a lot of crazy years in a row.
Yeah.
I think it's important now than ever to be around the people
you love most.
That you love most and that you're around to be, that you love to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, be thankful. I think that's a big lesson.
Yes.
Like, let's be thankful. We're taking this all the way back to season one of Chicken for Breakfast, where we talked about the basic fundamentals of life. And one of those things right now is, like, be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last Thanksgiving, we made a PSA that you can find on the channel right here about world hunger. And, you know, it really makes you think to make things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So take this time, whether it be Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Whenever.
You know, all year round, for that matter. Just learn to appreciate the people around you, the family, these traditions that we're talking about. That sounds like a great time, dude. I think I'm going to bop over to your house for Thanksgiving.
We're at my aunt's house every year.
Yeah, we're chilling. But that's really it, man. Huh? One last thing. I think one of the biggest things to do, this might be a tradition, watch Charlie Brown, there's a specific Thanksgiving one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also like another one. I think there's two.
Yep.
For Charlie Brown wants to watch.
Popcorns,
jelly beans, and toast. And that's the name of this episode.
Yeah.
Popcorns, jelly beans, and toast. Any final words?
I'm all good, sir.
You're all good. Thank you so very much for tuning into this episode mm-hmm. of Chicken.
More breakfast. I like chicken.
I love chicken, especially on Thanksgiving.
What? We hope you do too. Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Nothing matters more, like family.